Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43% and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. More Intelligent Medicine for you listeners. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots of interesting stuff in store for you, plus some of your phone calls. That number available to you 24/7, 365. So come and record a number. A new story on essential tremor. You know, a lot of people have the shakes, and sometimes it's a portent of Parkinson's disease, but sometimes not. It's just an annoying, you know, little tremor in your hand, you know, that kind of rattling of the coffee cup, and it's kind of embarrassing, or your handwriting's deteriorating. It's called an essential tremor, and that's a very common problem as people age. A new solution looms. We'll talk about it. 877-726-8255, our number. But this story, when can a dermatologist literally save a patient's life? There are not that many circumstances. On an accident scene, you know, somebody's bleeding, they've got broken bones, they've got internal trauma. Rarely is there a cry, "Is there a dermatologist here? This patient has a rash." Admittedly, there are circumstances where dermatologists can have a crucial impact on a person's survival. For example, melanoma detection, an early detection of a melanoma can actually save a life. And or another instance I can think of is there's a characteristic rash that's associated with celiac disease. It's called dermatitis herpetiformis. And a couple of times in my career, I've spotted one of those rashes, and I've said to patients, get checked out for celiac disease. And indeed, they have celiac disease, and it can really be life-changing for them. All manner of health problems can be alleviated by avoidance of gluten. But I have an instance from my practice that I will share with you that is very interesting and instructive. I got a call from a patient. It was a follow-up visit. And she said that she had a condition, that she'd been to a dermatologist. She developed a rash. And, you know, it wasn't too bothersome. But then she thought, well, maybe I should go to a skin doctor and see what to do about the skin rash. Well, maybe he'll prescribe some steroid cream or something like that. And the dermatologist looked at it and said, well, you know, I'm not sure what that is. It looks a little unusual. It was a circular rash that was kind of flaky around the margins, but a lot of rashes look like that, you know, kind of clear in the center, but like a ring. And even Lyme disease can look like that, the so-called bullseye rash of Lyme disease. So it could be any number of it could be a fungal rash. He said, well, we need to check it out. So we did a little biopsy. And the biopsy came back that it was a type of dermatological condition called erythema annulare centrifugosum. So it sounds like the word centrifuge, but I guess it means that it's like circular. And annulare means like ring-like. And erythema means a redness. So when she said that, I said, okay, so what did he say? He said, well, you might have cancer. I said, oh, my goodness. I really questioned the bedside manner of that dermatologist, because that is a little bit of a dire thing to say based on a skin condition. And she said, well, hold on. I said, okay. She said, she'd had breast cancer in the past, so she went for her annual screening, and she gets very careful screening for breast cancer. There's no recurrence of her breast cancer. And then they did an upper endoscopy to see if there was anything going on in her esophagus or stomach, and it was fine. They did a whole body CAT scan to see if anything was going on there. And while she'd recently had a colonoscopy, well, not that recently, she'd had one 9 years ago. They said, you can wait 10 years. They said, well, let's do colonoscopy a little early. Let's do it a year early. And there was no sign that she had any type of gastrointestinal problem. She had hemorrhoids and her iron was a little low, but she didn't show anemia, which is a characteristic of colon cancer. And lo and behold, she had a 3 centimeter, that's what, like an inch or so, tumor in her colon. So she has a diagnosis now of colon cancer, but likely early colon cancer, way before it might have arisen as a life-threatening problem. So she's going to have surgery, and the hope is that we caught it early, and very likely we did. But I then looked up this condition. It is a relatively rare condition. It usually starts a small pink or red spot that gradually gets larger. Now, this is not to alarm you. Like, everybody's going to look at their skin like, oh, my God, I've got cancer. Like, no, it's a rare condition. And this is actually a tribute to the dermatologist who did his due diligence. He could have just said, look, here's some steroid cream. We'll make it go away. You know, that'll be $150. But instead, he did his due diligence and, you know, remembered his academic training that, yes, sometimes, not always, by no means is it 100%, but occasionally, this erythema annulare centrifugum skin rash is a herald of something going wrong internally. Now, it could be what's called idiopathic. We don't know why it arises, and people don't have cancer. It could be a sign of an autoimmune condition. It could be mistaken for Lyme disease, an infectious condition. It could be a drug reaction. It could be even a food allergy. But it could also be a sign of Hodgkin's disease or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, multiple myeloma, or other cancers, prostate, breast, ovarian, sometimes colon. And indeed, this was a great pickup. So hats off to the dermatologist who, you know, went that extra mile and said, look, you know, I don't think you really have anything serious to worry about, but let's dot our I's and cross our T's and make sure that there is no underlying cause. Turned out there was, and maybe it's likely that an early intervention can save this patient's life. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take one of our phone calls.
Calling about chronic ortho pain, and that is as a competitive athlete, former currently a septuagenarian, has sustained damage over decades to the right lateral knee, which has been bone on bone. And, of course, it was an elective surgery up for decision, which I decided to pass. And now I'm at the point of it's traveled, of course, to the hip and sciatica, and I'm still walking 5 miles a day approximately. So I'm wondering what to do for the pain other than hyaluronic acid, glucosamine chondroitin, turmeric with black cracked pepper, and allergic to NSAIDs, don't want to resort to narcotics.
Okay, so, you know, it's an interesting question. And look, there's no question that athleticism is really good for you. But, you know, heavy-duty competitive athleticism over time can, you know, lead to chronic injuries and can grind your knees and joints into oblivion. And so you may have sustained some of the benefits of all this exercise because you're a healthy septuagenarian, but your knee is shot. And you're correct in suggesting some of these things that we typically tell people to take. But the problem is when you're bone on bone, it's very hard for these things to work. They work on supporting the synovial membrane and reducing inflammation there. Bone on bone means that you have a mechanical grinding, and that's going to hurt, you know, because there's pain sensors in the bones. And so you are, we call this program intelligent medicine, which means the best of both worlds. And we definitely don't want to frivolously undertake radical surgery unnecessarily. You want to try all the natural alternatives first. But when the natural alternatives don't work, and you're really hamstrung and unable to continue your athleticism, even though it's valiant that you're going 5 miles a day, that's amazing considering the pain you're experiencing, it's time to pull the trigger and get the surgery, and you'll have a new lease on life. So I encourage you to do that while you're healthy. You know, it's harder to do that surgery when you're 92 than when you're 70 or 75. It's something that can offer you an entirely new lease on life. When it comes to, you know, controlling pain, CBD has some benefits for pain, but maybe not enough to dispel the pain of a really damaged knee. So I'm thinking that the intelligent medicine option for you is to, you know, kind of betray your proclivities towards natural medicine and embrace conventional medicine for a fix. And I think you'll have a whole new lease on life, and you'll be appreciative of the suggestion, ultimately. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells: Antifactor Lipids. Antifactor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Antifactor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it could give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using Antifactor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the Antifactor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255, and there are recorded questions, as well as some people who managed to call us while we're recording the program. So that number jotted down because got a question, got a concern. Maybe you want to share something about something we talked about in this program. You've tried it, it works, it doesn't work. You want to give us some feedback. That's the number to call. Essential tremor. This is something that affects a lot of people, particularly as they age. But there are actually some people rather young who have an essential tremor, and it is to some extent hereditary. And I remember one guy in my medical school class, he was in his 20s, who was absolutely determined that he wanted to become a surgeon, but he had what's called benign familial tremor, which is a familial thing. It, you know, tends to run in families, and it involves a little bit of shaking of the hands. And it's worse with anxiety, but anxiety is not, you know, the only precipitant of that. One of the ways to properly diagnose it is to have a drink. you know, take a shot of whiskey or bourbon or vodka and see if your hands are not more steady. This is one of the reasons why the gunslingers, you know, typically before, you know, the OK Corral or the showdown, they would go to the saloon and fortify their courage and maybe steady their hands a little bit with a shot of alcohol. That's actually diagnostic. Now, there are some similarities to Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is a different entity. People have essential tremor. Some people with the shakes eventually are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, but the majority just have essential tremor, tends to get worse. And it's a nuisance because, you know, that rattling of the coffee cup, it's embarrassing as you serve coffee or tea, and or the deterioration in your handwriting. That's a bummer. So they're really looking for treatments. Beta blockers seem to work a little bit for that, but not that well. They're actually pioneering some treatments, deep brain stimulation for essential tremor. And that looks promising, but it, you know, it's not something that I believe is ready for prime time unless you have the most debilitating essential tremor. You know, maybe that's something that in 10 or 15 years will become routine. Okay. News from Sage Therapeutics. Sounds like a company that is making products for seniors, right? Sage, good name for a company making anti-aging therapeutics. Sage Therapeutics, in conjunction with Biogen, a really big company, multi-billion-dollar company, has been undertaking a trial of a new medication. It's got a code name, Sage-324-BIIB-124, because it doesn't have a name yet. Bottom line, okay, call your broker, because it crashed and burned. Sage Therapeutics and Biogen announced top-line results from the Phase 2 dose-range study, the oral investigational drug, Sage-324, as a potential treatment in essential tremor. It did not demonstrate a statistically significant dose-response relationship in change from baseline based on the primary endpoint, which is the essential tremor rating assessment scale. So it didn't work. What is this drug? It is an oral neuroactive steroid, GABA receptor positive allosteric modulator. So very, very high tech, you know, kind of laser-like, working on lock and key mechanism in the brain that may have something to do with movement disorders. And unfortunately, it didn't work. But, you know, encouraging news is they're on a track of treatments for this. And in 5 or 10 or 15 years, if you can wait, there may be plausible available drugs without devastating side effects, which can help people with essential tremor, which to some extent, it's almost universal in people past a certain age. Very, very few people in their 80s, 90s who have a real steady hand, but there are exceptions. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. Coming up, we have a recorded question, and we'll also talk about some new studies on fish oil that are encouraging. So just a reminder, if you're looking for supplements, deerhoffmanstore.com is the place to go because, well, that's my full script dispensary where you can find hundreds of curated, vetted supplements. Deerhoffmanstore.com, we stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. And these are the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Deerhoffmanstore.com. All right, 877-726-8255. We'll take that phone call momentarily, plus some new information on fish oil that I think you'll find encouraging. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver until now. Science behind CaliCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaliCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaliCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%.
cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. Calicurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with Calicurb. For more information and order, just go to calicurb.com. That's calicurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's calicurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for Calicurb.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I want to remind you about our Free Speech for Health campaign. All too often, big pharma, big food, big chem, and big government are throttling down on your ability to choose the healthcare options and treatment modalities that resonate with you. Now, I became a board member of the Alliance for Natural Health 20 years ago because it mirrored my personal commitment to preserving access to natural health choices. I now serve as medical director and president. We're an independent, nonpartisan organization. We rely on the support of individuals like you to amplify our voice and protect your rights. We got a big campaign going on now, Free Speech for Health. Your donation today will empower us to continue our advocacy efforts. So if you are the beneficiary of intelligent medicine or natural therapy or healthy diet, you'll want to donate. Just go to drhoffman.com/ANH. That's drhoffman.com/ANH. And I will be matching all donations up to a total of $5,000. So your contribution will be appreciated. You're going to hear some really important developments from ANH as we take on the federal agencies and social media and the powers that be, who are denying us access to free choice in healthcare. Okay. 877-726-8255, our number, and let's take an additional call. Let's hear it.
Calling to ask what your recommendations are for neighbor who, more than one, who is smoking inside, the smoke, cigarette smoke, and another neighbor is vaping and cigar smoke and weed. And so I'm allergic to all of this. What can I do on my end? I've got 4 to 5 fans going. There are only two windows in this apartment and one sliding glass door. And weather permitting, I end up opening those up, but there are no windows on the other side. And so the question is, other than fans and one expensive air filter, which has a smoke blocker, what do you recommend?
Okay, you know, so this question might be addressed more properly to a legal show, you know, because, you know, you have rights as a tenant. And in certain areas, smoking inside apartment buildings is banned. But that's the exception more than the rule. It's more like more progressive places, they say. No smoking in an apartment, because we know that you know, while you're not smoking in your apartment, you're not letting anybody come in and smoking. Just being adjacent to someone who's smoking, the fumes will go through the various ventilation systems. They'll go through the walls, literally. They'll go under the doors and through the hallway and into your environment. So here we're talking about what's called secondhand smoke or passive smoking. And I have here an article from CDC, Center for Disease Control, cdc.gov, and it's entitled Health Problems Caused by Secondhand Smoke. It's a real deal. They say there is no safe level of exposure to secondhand smoke. So the cigar smoker might say, hey, it's no big deal. I'm not blowing smoke in her face. You know, just suck it up, you know. And it's not... it is something where, yeah, the higher levels of it are problematic. I mean, I grew up in a smoking household. Both my mother and father smoked, so it probably caused me some degree of harm. Fortunately, I wasn't a susceptible child with a lot of respiratory allergies. But, you know, it probably caused me some lasting harm in terms, perhaps, of my lung capacity. I went on to become an actual smoker for a few years during my foolish youth and then abandoned the practice. People who do not smoke but who are exposed to secondhand smoke, even for a short time, can suffer harmful health effects. What are these? Well, beyond allergy, There is the risk of respiratory problems, asthma, even reproductive effects, low birth weight infants, increased frequency of respiratory infections, particularly in kids, ear infections, asthma attacks. In babies, secondhand smoke has been documented to increase the risk of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. This is a problem. It's a real problem. I think it's a problem where, you know, you can bring it up to your tenants association or to your landlord, appeal to, you know, local officials, because there may be ordinances which protect you from the effects of secondhand smoke. Worst come to worst, even hire an attorney, although sometimes that can be a fool's errand because you can spend a lot of money and to no avail. What can you do to mitigate this? Well, you're doing all kinds of things to, you know, create more ventilation. That's not going to be great in winter, potentially, or in summer when the temperatures are high and you want to have an air conditioner on. Air purifiers can help mitigate it. It's not going to make the problem go away. Wish I could tell you, take a lot of antioxidants. You know, that's just going to protect you. And, you know, maybe theoretically there's some protective effect, but there's nothing like eliminating the cause of the problem rather than papering it over with defenses like, taking more glutathione or things like that, which can help the body's detoxification system. That, I think, is kind of a Band-Aid approach. Get to the root problem and see if you can get the smoker to abstain. I see people outside buildings in New York all the time, and they're smoking. There was a comment by a foreign visitor once to New York. He says, "Your city is very strange because I see all these prostitutes smoking in front of the office buildings there. What's going on?" And the answer is, no, those are just office workers, and a lot of them are female. They're wearing short skirts and they're smoking cigarettes and standing around provocatively, but they're banned from smoking inside. Okay. 877-726-8255. Our number. Are you tired? Well, who isn't? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? Well, it might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. And as you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging, and it could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. It's NT-factor lipids. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals, and I've read the articles, to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it could give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. If you're young, this is a tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years. Don't go a day without it, and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. That's NTFactor.com. NTFactor.com. Okay. So, more on the benefits of fish oil. Fish oil is controversial these days for various reasons, because I think the powers that be want to poo-poo the use of over-the-counter supplements in general. It's kind of paradoxical, because on the one hand, they actually prescribe fish oil for cardiovascular protection in doctor's office with a prescription form of fish oil, Vascepa, and there are a couple of others that have astronomical costs that are partially defrayed by insurance and Medicare. But there's reason to believe that fish oil really does have cardiovascular benefits. This study is entitled Fish Oil Supplementation Modifies the Association Between Genetically Predicted and Observed Levels of Blood Lipids. Okay, what's nice about the study is that this is a study that is not like susceptible to placebo, because it could be like, people who take fish oil, they're protected, but then maybe they're more educated, maybe they're more health conscious in other respects. But they looked at people who had a genetic proclivity towards cardiovascular disease. They now have gene-wide association studies that show that, 20, 30, 40, 50 genes predisposed to cardiovascular disease. And they found that in those people who have genetically predicted risk for cardiovascular disease and high levels of cholesterol, HDL, and so on, or HDL being the good thing, LDL, the bad thing, that the fish oil actually can lower their risk. So, big study. This is UK Biobank. They're doing a lot of studies out of the UK Biobank because it's hundreds of thousands of people. Fish oil supplement attenuates the association between genetically predicted and observed circulating levels of total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, and triglycerides, but it improves HDL cholesterol in this study. All right, another study. This one's out of Taiwan. Associations of fish oil with cardiovascular disease events. And it turns out that there was indeed a benefit. This study suggests there's an association between fish oil supplementation and a lower cumulative incidence rate of subsequent stroke among diabetic patients. So interesting, because some people say, well, you know, you thin the blood, you're going to get more strokes. Well, no, it turns out that by thinning the blood, you can reduce the risk of blood clots in the brain. And hence, it makes sense for diabetics to consider fish oil supplementation. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%, and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And as I mentioned earlier and keep mentioning throughout the program, I encourage you to call 877-726-8255 anytime during the week because we can queue up a bunch of your questions for our next week's edition of Intelligent Medicine and you hear an answer on the air. So let's take one of those calls.
I'm 77 years old. I recently got a reflux, acid reflux disease. I can't sleep laying down. I have to sleep at a 45-degree angle, and yet there the, I get a sore throat. It goes up my nose. I get headaches, this stuff. I tried baking soda, and I try DGL. The glycerides. My question, though, I tried a few things, and I'm trying more to try to figure out how to balance my acid. Anyway, what I don't know is, how do I know if I have too little acid, too much acid, and what to take for either? And also, is it the too much in volume or too little in volume, or is it the pH? Too much acidic or too little acidic? That's causing the reflux. I would like your opinion.
Okay. Obviously, we're talking to an engineer because you're thinking very scientifically about this. So there are a couple of variations on this. And thank you for providing a really classic description of the full range of symptoms associated with reflux, which include, you know, a cough, a dry throat, you know, kind of a headache even, because the pain may radiate upwards into your sinuses and your head. The majority of cases of, quote, acid reflux are due to excess acidity, and they respond to blocking the acid, but not always. Sometimes it's a matter of not having enough acid, and the way you find out about that is through trial and error. You can try an acid blocker and see if that relieves the symptoms. But alternatively, if it doesn't, it may be that you have inadequate stomach acid, and a trial of something like betaine hydrochloride might be helpful. There's even a possibility that digestive enzymes will help you break down your food better so that they don't stick in your craw, so to speak. Things that are helpful, you know, just very fundamental things like lose weight, because your abdominal girth, you know, will press upon your esophageal sphincter, and losing weight is going to be helpful altogether. Also, many people respond to a low-carb diet, kind of paradoxically, because you think the hardest thing to digest would be, you know, meat or fatty foods. Well, sometimes it's the carbohydrates in your diet, even, you know, starches and so-called whole grains that cause fermentation in your intestine and in your stomach and kind of bubbles up, bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. And that moves the food contents up and you get that acid splash. So you can actually have studies which measure your hydrochloric acid. Those are done, you know, specialty studies done by gastroenterologists. But usually a trial and error approach will yield a solution. And yes, DGL is helpful. You know, elevating your bed is helpful, but sleeping at 45 degrees is no picnic. That's a pretty steep angle. You can also use a product called Endofen. I find that helpful, which is a combination of ingredients that soothe the esophagus. But you want to get at the root cause of this. You know, is it your diet? Is it overweight? What's going on that is actually a trigger? All right, this item, you know, there's an interesting article about, which is entitled Three Reasons Why I'm Pessimistic That Ozempic is the Solution to Obesity, by a doctor who I follow, Dr. Vinay Prasad. He's been kind of a skeptic about the way we manage COVID. But he writes cogently, "What does it say as a society that the food we produce and serve and the portions we offer are of such poor quality that we fatten a generation of people and then have to invent a drug to remove desire to combat our own policies and culture? At some point, I think people will crave root cause solutions." And here's one that I think is a plausible alternative to some of these diet drugs. In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I've never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver and have unacceptable side effects. Until now, the science behind CaloCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaloCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, now made famous by these new drugs, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. You take it before meals. CaloCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaloCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaloCurb. For more information and to order, just go to CaloCurb.com. That's CaloCurb.com and use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. I guess the DH is Dr. Hoffman. DH10 for 10% off. That's CaloCurb.com, coupon code DH10 for CaloCurb. All right, this item relates to the fact that many of the deaths in the United States are linked to modifiable risk factors. New study finds 40% of cancer cases, almost half of all deaths in the U.S., linked to modifiable risk factors. I think that's a conservative estimate. I'd say more like 65 to 75%. So what they talk about is kind of some modest proposals. Avoid smoking, maintain healthy body weight, moderate exercise, not even, you know, too ambitious. They also suggest protection against ultraviolet radiation. And they found that among all the risk factors, smoking, the biggest single risk factor contributing to premature deaths. It actually contributes to over half of all potentially preventable cancers in men. Excess body weight, second largest. Alcohol consumption was a risk factor. So, you know, curb your alcohol consumption, occasional drink perhaps, but, you know, daily intake of alcohol now, not protective. It's not something that is part of a healthy lifestyle. All right, well, thanks very much for joining us today on Intelligent Medicine. Remember that number, 877-726-8255. You can also email us questions at questions@drhoffman.net. We'll use it for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast. Keep in mind that drhoffman.com is your one-stop shop for health information. We've got great podcasts, great articles via our newsletter. Follow us on social media. We're active on X and Facebook. And have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.